At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path. And you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. And let's just thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, love. His only begotten son died for our sins. His word, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God. He just protects us coming in and going out. It's just countless of things the Lord has done for us. Amen. So you always have to stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative. And you have to always remember that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's still to this day just looking out for us in various ways that we can't even imagine. Keep counting them. So those miracles, signs, and wonders are still in a lot of store for many of us in our lives. We're going through different seasons and transitions right now, but the Lord is still with us. Amen. So give him all the praise, honor, and glory, most definitely. And take it one day at a time, okay? One day at a time, people. Welcome, brothers and sisters of the faith. I thank you all for listening. I appreciate you all for supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all, okay? So let's always uplift each other in Christ. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel that are scattered all four corners of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the soon-to-be martyrs. And much love to the engrafted Gentiles who will endure the great tribulation when more prophecies being fulfilled. Much love to all y'all, all right? Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, everything. Let the trees, the plants, the mountains, let all of God's creation praise him. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all, whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, play an instrument. Rejoice, always rejoice, people. Have to always celebrate, y'all. Take it one day at a time. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So always clap your hands, stomp your feet for the Lord, y'all. Most definitely, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God, Father, our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. So keep your lamps, keep your oils ready, people. Keep doing that great commission. Keep staying busy for the Father. Keep putting in work for the kingdom. And always, always be alert and watchful. Do it with love as well, man. Bring as much people as you can to the wedding feast of the Lamb, man. Bring as much people, man. Get them disciples, man. Reach out to all nations with it, amen. Just know that when the Messiah comes back, he is bringing company. He is not pulling up by himself, okay? He is bringing Michael, Uriel, Gabriel. He's bringing all. The Father going to send them all out, amen. So, amen, stay ready. We don't know the hour, amen. So, always stay alert, amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God, Father, our mind, heart, soul, and just always, always be fixed on him forever, people, all right? Let's just get to know the Most High better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Let's just constantly keep doing his will, y'all. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. And let us obey all of God's word. Whatever the Most High has told us personally for our lives, according to our situation, our purpose, our future, our calling, our gifts, assignments, handle that. All right. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. All right. So I appreciate you all. I hope that you all are having a blessed day. All right. So we just thank the Lord for getting us through the morning, the evening, and the night. All right. He gave us the strength to do it again. So thank him. All right. Now, today's message, I'm going to go through this commentary that is based upon Gideon, the warrior, the farmer, the judge. Okay. So we'll go through this commentary. And then from there, we'll read a few scriptures based on it. And then we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out giving all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. All right. So this commentary is like an interview kind of POV type of thing. So we'll just go through this and then from head on out. All right. Commentary. Farmer, warrior, and judge Gideon. The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" The book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 14. So this is like an interview question answer type of format. You grew up in a small tribe, thinking of yourself as the least in your own family. What changed you into a fierce warrior and implacable judge? When the Spirit of God came upon me, I felt strength and courage I had never known before. At the first encounter with the Almighty, I thought I would die because we'd been talking face to face. But after that, he encouraged me to become familiar with him. He gave instructions, but he also answered my questions and even allowed for my doubts and misgivings. By the time we went into battle, I knew I could trust him. That's what gives a man courage and assurance. So literally overnight, you went from anonymous farmer to the nation's hero and governor. What was that like? To my great surprise, I discovered that I actually was ready for it. I found that doing what God assigned me to do uncovered an entirely different part of me that I hadn't even known existed. Leadership came naturally to me once I had accepted the role. After God gave you those great military victories, was your personal faith strengthened and did you become a more holy person? I guess it's just the opposite, though I'm embarrassed to say it. Two parts of my story that most people are familiar with are the time when I requested assurance of my victory by asking God for a sign, and the night when 300 of us sent the whole Midianite Amalekite host into a panic just by blowing trumpets and waving torches. But long before either of those things happened, I cut down the idolatrous Asherah pole in our hometown, tore down the Baal altar next to it, and offered sacrifices to the Lord. Those radical acts almost cost me my life, but galvanized my commitment and that of my countrymen. Actually, it was after all the great victories that our spiritual life as a nation began to cool off again. I don't know, maybe it was my fault since I erected that monument with the gold we plundered from our enemies. It got to be annoying when then really scary that people would come from all over the nation to worship that thing, as though it and not God had saved us from the Midianites. All right. Amen. All right. So that's the commentary based on the interview format from Gideon's view of what God did for him. Okay. Now back to the future. Who do you know who is full of strength and courage because of his trust in God? What gifts has God given you? In what ways are you using them for the good of other people? What idols are you tempted to worship in place of God? What steps can you take to develop a greater devotion to God alone? Read Gideon's story. For the full account, read Judges chapter 6 through 8. All right, so let us go through the book of Judges chapter 6 through 8 all the way through, okay? So here we go. Gideon. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples invaded the country. They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep nor cattle nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock in their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count the men and their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. When the Israelites cried to the Lord because of Midian, he sent them a prophet who said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I snatched you from the power of Egypt and from the hand of all your oppressors. I drove them from before you and gave you their land. I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But you have not listened to me. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abazarite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. But Sir Gideon replied, If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian. The Lord turned to him and said, Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? But Lord Gideon asked, How can I save Israel? My tribe is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together. Gideon replied, If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you. And the Lord said, I will wait until you return. Gideon went and prepared a young goat, and from it ephah of flour, he made bread without yeast, putting the meat in a basket and his broth in a pot. He brought them out and offered them to him under the oak. The angel of God said to him, Take the meat and the unleavened bread, place them on this rock and pour out the broth. And Gideon did so. With the tip of the staff that was in his hand, the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread. Fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread, and the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, Ah, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. But the Lord said to him, Peace, do not be afraid, you are not going to die. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, The Lord is Peace. To this day it stands in Ophrah of the Abezerites. That same night the Lord said to him, Take the second bull from your father's herd, the one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God on the top of his height. Using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down, offer the second bull as a burnt offering. So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord told him. But because he was afraid of his family and the men of the town, he did it at night rather than in the daytime. In the morning when the men of the town got up, there was Baal's altar demolished, with the Asherah pole beside it cut down and the second bull sacrificed on the newly built altar. They asked each other, Who did this? When they carefully investigated, they were told Gideon, son of Joash, did it. The men of the town demanded of Joash, Bring out your son, he must die, because he has broken down Baal's altar and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. But Joash replied to the hostile crowd around him, Are you going to plead Baal's cause? Are you trying to save him? Whoever fights for him shall be put to death by morning. If Baal is really a god, he can defend himself when someone breaks down his altar. So that day they called Gideon Jerubbaal, saying, Let Baal contend with him, because he broke down Baal's altar. Now all the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples joined forces and crossed over the Jordan and camped in the valley of Jezreel. Then the spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, summoning the Abizarites to follow him. He sent messengers throughout Manasseh, calling them to arms, and also into Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, so that they too went up to meet him. Gideon said to God, If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have promised, look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you said. And that is what happened. Gideon rose early the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew, a bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to the Lord, Do not be angry with me. Let me make just one more request. Allow me one more test with the fleece. This time make the fleece dry and the ground covered with dew. That night God did so. Only the fleece was dry. All the ground was covered with dew. All right, so that's Judges chapter 6. Now let us go to Judges chapter 7. Gideon defeats the Midianites. Early in the morning, Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all his men camped at the spring of Harod. The camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh. The Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands. In order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her, announce now to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead." So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them for you there. If I say this one shall go with you, he shall go. But if I say this one shall not go with you, he shall not go." So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues like a dog from those who kneel to down to drink." 300 men lapped with their hands to their mouths. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other men go, each to his own place." So Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites to their tents, but kept the 300 who took over the provisions and trumpets of the others. Now the camp of Midian laid below him in the valley. Now the camp of Midian lay below him in the valley. During that night, the Lord said to Gideon, "Get up, go down against the camp, because I am going to give it into your hands. If you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Parah and listen to what they are saying. Afterward, you will be encouraged to attack the camp." So he and Parah, his servant, went down to the outpost of the camp. The Midianites, the Amalekites, and all the other eastern peoples had settled in the valley. Thick as locusts, their camels could no more be counted than the sand of the seashore. On the seashore, Gideon arrived just as a man was telling a friend his dream. "I had a dream," he was saying. "A round loaf of barley bread came tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent with such force that the tent overturned and collapsed." His friend responded, "This can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands." When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he worshiped God. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out, "Get up, the Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands." Dividing the 300 men into three companies, he placed trumpets and empty jars in the hands of all of them, with torches inside. "Watch me," he told them. "Follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do. When I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, then from all around the camp, blow yours and shout for the Lord and for Gideon." Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch. Just after they had changed the guard, they blew their trumpets and broke the jars that were in their hands. The three companies blew the trumpets and smashed the jars, grasping the torches in their left hand and holding in their right hands the trumpets they were to blow. They shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." While each man held his position around the camp, all the Midianites ran, crying out as they fled. When the 300 trumpets sounded, the Lord caused the men throughout the camp to turn on each other with their swords. The army fled to Beth Shittah, towards Zerirah, as far as the border of Abel Maola, near Tabath. Israelites from Naphtali, Asher, and all Manasseh were called out, and they pursued the Midianites. Gideon sent messengers throughout the hill country of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against the Midianites and seize the waters of the Jordan ahead of them, as far as Beth Barah." So all the men of Ephraim were called out, and they took the waters of the Jordan as far as Beth Barah. They also captured two of the Midianite leaders, Oreb and Zeb. They killed Oreb at the rock of Oreb and Zeb at the winepress of Zeb. They pursued the Midianites and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon, who was by the Jordan. All right, so that's the book of Judges chapter 7 reading, all right? Now we will go into Judges chapter 8 reading, okay? Zebah and Zalmunna. Now the Ephraimites asked Gideon, "Why have you treated us like this? Why didn't you call us when you went to fight Midian?" And they criticized him sharply. But he answered them, "What have I accomplished compared to you? Aren't the gleanings of Ephraim's grapes better than the full grape harvest of Abiezer? God gave Oreb and Zeb, the Midianite leaders, into your hands. What was I able to do compared to you?" At this, their resentment against him subsided. Gideon and his 300 men, exhausted yet keeping up the pursuit, came to the Jordan and crossed it. He said to the men of Succoth, Give my troops some bread. They are worn out, and I am still pursuing Zebah and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian. But the officials of Succoth said, do you already have the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna in your possession? Why should we give bread to your troops? Then Gideon replied, just for that, when the Lord has given Zebah and Zalmunna into my hand, I will tear your flesh with desert thorns and briars. Briars. From there he went up to Peniel and made the same request of them, but they answered as the men of Succoth had. So he said to the men of Peniel, when I return in triumph, I will tear down this tower. Now Zebah and Zalmunna were in Karkor with a force of about 15,000 men, all that were left of the armies of the eastern peoples. 120,000 swordsmen have fallen. Gideon went up by the route of the nomads east of Nobah and Jogbaha and fell upon the unsuspecting army. Zebah and Zalmunna, the two kings of Midian, fled, but he pursued them and captured them, routing their entire army. Gideon, son of Joash, then returned from the battle by the pass of Heres. He caught a young man of Succoth and questioned him, and the young man wrote down for him the names of the 77 officials of Succoth, the elders of the town. Then Gideon came and said to the men of Succoth, here are Zebah and Zalmunna, about whom you taunted me by saying, do you already have the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna in your possession? Why should we give bread to your exhausted men? He took the elders of the town and taught the men of Succoth a lesson by punishing them with desert thorns and briars. He also pulled down the tower of Peniel and killed the men of the town. Then he asked Zebah and Zalmunna, what kind of men did you kill at Tabor? Men like you? They answered, each one with the bearing of a prince. Gideon replied, those are my brothers, the sons of my own mother. As surely as the Lord lives, if you had spared their lives, I would not kill you. Turning to Jether, his oldest son, he said, kill them. But Jether did not draw his sword because he was only a boy and was afraid. Zebah and Zalmunna said, come do it yourself, as is the man, so is his strength. So Gideon stepped forward and killed them and took the ornaments off their camels' necks. Gideon's Ephod. The Israelites said to Gideon, rule over us, you, your son, and your grandson, because you have saved us out of the hand of Midian. But Gideon told them, I will not rule over you, nor will my son rule over you. The Lord will rule over you. Mm-hmm. And he said, I do have one request, that each of you give me an earring from your share of the plunder. It was the custom of the Ishmaelites to wear gold earrings. They answered, we'll be glad to give them. So they spread out a garment, and each man threw a ring from his plunder unto it. The weight of the gold rings he asked for came to 1,700 shekels, not counting the ornaments, the pendants, and the purple garments worn by the kings of Midian, or the chains that were on their camels' necks. Gideon made the gold into an ephod, which he placed in Ophrah, his town. All Israel prostituted themselves by worshiping it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and his family. Gideon's death. Thus Midian was subdued before the Israelites and did not raise its head again. During Gideon's lifetime, the land enjoyed peace 40 years. They enjoyed peace for 40 years. Jerubbaal, son of Joash, went back home to live. He had 70 sons of his own, for he had many wives. His concubine who lived in Shechem also bore him a son, whom he named Abimelech. Gideon, son of Joash, died at good old age and was buried in the tomb of his father Joash in Ophrah of the Abizrites. No sooner had Gideon died than the Israelites again prostituted themselves to the Baals. They set up Baal Berith as their god and did not remember the Lord their God, who had rescued them from the hands of all their enemies on every side. They also failed to show kindness to the family of Gideon for all the good things he had done for them. Wow, so there you have it, all right? That's the reading of the story of Gideon, all right? I love reading the book of Judges overall because I love reading about Deborah, Samson, and Gideon as well, you know? And just reading about these men of valor, these women of valor, how they went about battle with the Lord, you know? We just know that the Lord is with us on our battles. And when God sends us out in that battlefield, we know we will prosper. We know we will prevail. We know we will win. And we have no doubt because we know the Lord is with us, you know what I'm saying? So it was awesome reading about Gideon. You know, he's also obviously one of the heroes of faith, as the book of Hebrews 11 talks about. So it's always good to read about these stories and how they approach their situations and their battles. And Gideon was a great man of the Most High. You know, he battled with doubt and insecurities, and just like many people of us today do, you know, but our faith gets stronger and our faith in the Lord gets more better as we see more and more how much he pulls through for us. Amen. So let us have no doubt or no insecurity, no worries. Okay. We trust in the Lord through it all, and we know the Lord got it. Amen. So we know we can do all things through Christ, and we are more than conquerors. Amen. So we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. So we should just be giving God all the thanks for that and thanking him for all the victories that we continue to keep having in our lives. Amen. So let us keep having victories, flourishing and prospering forever until the Messiah comes back. Amen. Most definitely. All right. And Gideon was a very great warrior, a mighty man. Man has 70 children. So that man, that man was being fruitful and multiplying. All right. I mean, he had wives and concubines and stuff. So that was always a thing of Israelite men. Whether you was a warrior, a man of valor, a king, a priest, or a patriarch or what have you, polygamy, having big families, that's always Israel's thing and structure. All right. So Gideon was a blessed, strong man. And let's apply his story to our lives as well. Okay. We are strong men of the Most High, strong women of the Most High. All right. Let us be mighty men, mighty women for the Lord forever. All right. So there you have it. Now, what I'd love to do as I close out this commentary is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. And right before I do that, I just want to read these two in commentary scriptures before that. The book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 24, God is peace. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it the Lord is peace. To this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Abizarites. And now I want to read this commentary scripture, Judges chapter 8, verse 23. God is our ruler. But Gideon told them, I will not rule over you, nor will my son rule over you. The Lord will rule over you. Amen. That's very powerful. Okay. Let the Lord guide us, people. Amen. Most definitely. Hallelujah, y'all. Praise the Lord of hosts, y'all. The true creator. Most definitely the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Praise the Lord, y'all. His son is the last Adam, the second Adam, the advocate. Praise the Lord, y'all. The almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest praise. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam. The lawgiver, the leader and commander, the light of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my buckler, my redeemer, my branch, my strength, my deliverer, my redeemer, all of that. He is a sufficient one. Yes, y'all, praise him. He is excellent, y'all. Praise him. The sustainer. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh Yahya Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah Shalom Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehoshua Yahusha Yeshua, Yahweh Shai, Ahaya Yeshaya, He is the consuming fire, Adonai, most definitely, He is the God of heaven and earth, His Son sits at the right hand of Him, the government rests on His shoulders, He is the great physician, can heal all things, He is the carpenter, can fix all things, with God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree. Most definitely, y'all. Praise the Lord, y'all. Praise him. Call on him and show you great, mighty things. Things you do not know. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to you all. More signs, more miracles, more wonders. Search him with all your heart, people. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently, people. Yes, faith is what pleases him, y'all. He's a reward to those who seek him diligently. Always remember that. Call on him, people. Call on him. Get what you need, y'all. Y'all need what y'all need. Tell the Lord all your needs, y'all. Cry to him. Call out on him. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Most definitely, y'all. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Rule of God's Creation, the Rule of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Adonai, the word of Elohim. Yes, most definitely. His word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. Every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says. And his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So praise the Lord for his amazing word. Everlasting word, man. His words are forever, people. Just give him all the glory and praise. Praise him, y'all. Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all, the abiding Son, the abolisher of the enemy, the abundant grace, the abundant life, the Ancient of Days, the Adonai. He is Adonai. He is the Advocate, Aleph and Tau, the Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. The Anchor of Souls, the Angel of God, the Angel of His Presence, the Angel of Jacob, the Angel of the Lord, the Anointed King, the Anointed One, the Anointed of the Holy Spirit, Anointed Preacher, Anointed Witness, Anointed of My Head, Another King, Another Priest, Anthem of a New Song, Apple Tree, Appointed Heir, Appointed Judge, Appointed of God, Appointed Sacrifice, Appointer of Seasons, Approved of God, Ark of Strength, Arm of His Strength, Arm of Redemption, Arm of the Lord, Armor of God, Assurance of Our Hearts, Anointed One, Author and Finisher of Our Faith, Author of Eternal Salvation, Arrow of Conviction, Author of Peace with God, Author of the Book of Life, Availing Shield and Buckler, Baby of Bethlehem, Baby and Child of Promise, Balm of Gilead, Banner of Israel, Banner of Love, Baptizer, the bearer of the seven stars, the beautiful and glorious branch, the beauty of holiness, the beauty of the Lord, the beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, the beloved white and ruddy one, the beloved of the Father, the beloved Son, the better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blesser of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness. The bridegroom lamb, bright glory, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter's son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000. Child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the Rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the Blessed, Christ the First Fruits, Cloud of the Lord, Cluster of the Campfire, Comfort of the Mourners, Comforter of Zion, Compassionate Shepherd, Consuming Fire, Confidence, Conquering Lamb, Consecrated Son, Consolation of Israel, Complete Controller of All, Completer of the Saints, Contradiction of Sinners, Counsel of the Most High, Covenant of the People, Covenant of Promise, Convert from the Storm, Creator of Israel, Creator of the New Heavens and Earth, Creator of Principalities and Powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, creator of the winds, crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, days man, day spring from on high, day star, the defense, the deliverer to Zion, the deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, dew of youth, dew unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of Gad, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, the excellence of God, foreordained eternally, the forerunner, the former of all things, the former of Jacob and Israel, the former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publican and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good Shepherd, good Teacher, good Man of the House, Governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great Counselor, great Door, great God, great High Priest, great King, great Lord, great One, great Peace, great Priest, great Peace, great Prophet, great Savior, great Shepherd, great and amazing God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in the day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, Hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, the hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, the I am that I am, the great I am who I am, the image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the crucified, Jesus, the grace and truth, Jesus, the King of the Jews, Jew, the judge among nations, the judge of all, the judge of Israel, the judge of quick and dead, the judge of the fatherless, the judge of widows, the justified of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, the leader and commander, the life of man, the lifted and exalted son, the lifted up suffering symbol, the lifted of my head, the light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord and Christ, Lord and God, Lord and Shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one. Master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mine of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one, true one, one only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of my inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty in deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabbani, 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 ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the First Testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, reject the stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, help that a Samaritan woman. Same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, seeker of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree in the authority and power in the name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new miracles, new signs, new wonders, new stability, new scenery, new seasons, new fresh starts. New beginnings, people, new life, new destinations, people, new journeys, all right? No more bad habits, no more secret sins, no more backsliding, no more double, triple life, no more dishonest scales, no more abominable things, no more detestable things. You are a new creature in Christ. Be born again of spirit and water. Go and get baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Turn from your ways, start your life over. Let go of the old former ways and get into the new things of the Lord, of the word, y'all. Get into the new things of the Lord. The Lord is doing a new thing, people. Lord, let the Lord make you new. Let the Lord reveal himself to you. You seek the Lord all the time, people. Seek him, Lord. Seek his ways, do his will, people. Repent and get baptized, people. You got it. Stay on that narrow path forevermore. Turn from your ways. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Praise the Lord. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, the separate from sinners, the servant of rulers, the servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of my hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamp, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitter of the nations, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Jesus, son of man in heaven, son of man, the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, the stay, the stiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone the builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, wonderful, excellent God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the King, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, the triumph of Christ, the triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, the triumph lamb, the true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, excellent God, the unspeakable gift, the upholder of all things, the upholding right hand, the valiant right hand, the veil to the new and living way, the very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, the way everlasting, the way of salvation, the way of the just, the way of the Lord, the way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, the wisdom of the just, the wise and strong lamb, witness, the witness of the Father, witness of the truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. We serve an excellent Father. This Son is made to die for our sins, y'all. Let the Spirit lead us to do the Father's will. Keep doing what God called us to do. Fear the Lord, people. Turn from your ways. Let's do better. Come on, y'all. Get to it, y'all. Yes. Praise the Lord, y'all. Thank him and praise him, all right? So there you have it, all right? That's the word for today. Just a commentary based around the warrior of Gideon, okay? Mighty men of valor, mighty women of valor, rise up, man. Handle your business. Go to war. Yes, yes. Keep on that armor of God, okay? Now, all I'll do as I close, I'll give you all the priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.